the same thing. And I said it on purpose so that I could say what I'm about to say. Their hearts is that we are celebrating Jesus Christ, who has led this place through those two individuals right there. He raised it up. So the true appreciation is the fact that God has called and allowed all of us to be here. And now, one word from the Lord. I'm sitting back there, and the Lord said, just to remind you, Living Faith, that you have never lost the battle because of their leadership. He's never led them wrong. We've been through a lot of fights, wars, and skirmishes, but we never lost one of them. Go back in your history and think about it. We never lost a battle. And because of that, he's raised up sons and daughters, Pastor Jenkins has. And one of them is getting ready to come up here tonight to remind us of that in depth. His name is Pastor Burleson. And I promise you, he's not coming unarmed. He's not coming unarmed. He's coming straight from the throne room. The word that's in his heart, the Lord let me see, is going to change some things in this church for the better. Pastor Burleson. And his lovely wife, Aretha.
Amen. Why don't y'all go ahead and be seated? Amen. Good to see you. Amen. We're supposed to do a song tonight. I don't think we're quite ready, Pastor David. Is that okay? We're not quite ready? It's not okay. Pastor Linda, I knew she don't let you get away with nothing, man. My goodness. Come on, Robert. We're going to do this by faith, man. We're going to step out. Last time I checked, this was called Living Faith. You better live it out loud. Amen. Well, we're going to trust God. Never lost a battle. So if I don't quite, if I miss a word, hey, I'm not having lost a battle, though. We bring you greetings, of course. This is our home. Amen. Good to be back home with all of our family and friends and loved ones. And as we look around, oh, it says so many amazing people. God has an amazing family. Amen. And it's so good to be a part of his amazing family. We're all a part of that amazing family. Amen. So this is my wife, Aretha. If you don't know her, Aretha. And I'm so blessed to have her in my life. And she is definitely a treasure to me. Amen. Last Tuesday, we celebrated number 36. How in the world that happened? How did that happen? Amen. Amen. We won't tell all of our testimony, but I'll just say after 4 days, we saw each other. We knew each other for 4 days. We didn't really know each other. But it's been with each other for 4 days, and I proposed to her after 4 days, and she said yes, and 9 months later, we got married. How about that? And so we didn't spend that time together neither. We were far, far apart. I was in Japan, and she was in Arkansas, and God put us together. God did it. Amen. And 36 years later, we're standing strong with 4 adult children, and we're up to 8 grandchildren now. We're not going to catch the apostle and Pastor Linda, and we're not even going to try that. You just can't keep up. But we're thanking God for the family that we do have, and we're excited about them. And so we bring you greetings. We're going to sing this song, minister this song to the best of our ability tonight. It's called I Adore You. And this song reminds me of just 2 relationships. It reminds me of the relationship of us with our Heavenly Father, our Heavenly Father with us, and how we just adore him. This is worship night, right? And so we're worshiping him in many different ways. And then it also reminds me of the relationship between a husband and a wife. And as we think about you two, we think about that relationship that you have. And it just, the song just reminds me of your walk, even together with God. And it's just amazing to me. Amen. So we're going to try this out and know that God will help us. Amen. Thank you, Lord. This song is a never-ending chapter of my love for you. And this day is a day that you have crafted of your love to me. I adore you. I adore you. Because of who you are. Thank you, Lord God. Because of who he is. Amen. We're in love with a loving God. Perfect peace, perfect peace. I adore you. I adore you. Come on, come on. Yes, God. Perfect peace, perfect peace. I adore you. I adore you. Because of who you are. Because of who you are. Because of who you are. You're the strength of my life. The joy of my life, the peace in my life today. Because of who you are, because of who you are, because of who you are. You're the strength of my life. The joy of my life, the peace in my life today. You're the strength of my life, the joy of my life, the peace in my life today. You're the strength of my life. The joy of my life, the peace in my life today. I adore you. Because of who you are. Good work. Hey, man, I'm a little warrior right here, boy. She take out some giants, man. God bless us. We're going to pray. We're going to get into the word. Amen. You can stand with us if you will. And we're going to read our scripture for today. And God is a great God. Amen. God is a great God. I want to read to you today for our foundation is Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 7. It says this, remember them which have the rule over you. Remember them who have spoken unto you the word of God, whose faith follow, considering the end of their conversation. Amen. We're going to talk about something tonight. Amen. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. As we're here in this day of this week of celebration, God, Father, we thank you and we honor these leaders, Lord, Apostle David Jenkins, Sr., Pastor Linda Jenkins, God. Father, we thank you so much for them, the gifts that they are to the body of Christ, God, not just to living faith, but to the body of Christ, oh God. For they have labored, they have labored, they have labored. And Father, you say that the workman is worthy of his labor. So Father, we thank you that you bless them in every good way, oh God. As we're celebrating to this week, the goodness of God, we see it all around this place. And we see it upon their faces, and we know it for a fact, and we know for ourselves that you have been good to them, and they have been faithful to the work that you've called them to do. Bless your word tonight. Bless your people, oh God. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for leading and guiding us into all truth. Give us the words to speak that we might know what you, the Spirit, is saying to the church tonight. We honor you, oh God, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Bay.
Amen. You may be seated. Amen. Amen. Again, we bring you greetings as sons and daughter of Apostle David and Pastor Linda and of good old living faith. Amen. Amen. Bring you greetings all the way from Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Y'all may not know where that is, but we do. And God is there. Amen. I'm glad we're here because it's about 106 degrees next week. Oh, my goodness. So we're going to stay and have a week two. How about that? Amen. We're going to talk tonight about faith is a force multiplier. Now, you might say, what in the world does that have to do with celebrating? Faith is a faith multiplier. I know as I was thinking about this word, I've been thinking about it for a long time. And the Holy Spirit just dropped that into my spirit and said, a force multiplier. And I'm like, oh, okay, let me check this out. A force multiplier. And so I had to look it up, Pastor Sal, begin to look it up. I know Pastor Sal knows, and Brother Rodney, I'm sure Apostle Dave, he knows everything. Amen. If he don't, he'll find it out. And I had to look up that word, those two words. What is a force multiplier? And it has to do with so many different terms, but in this one instance, it's a military term. And I want to use it from a military perspective, because we say that God never lost a battle, right? Now I was trying to wonder, Lord, which way are we going tonight? Because I have so many different avenues where in my spirit, in my mind. I was sharing with Dr. Matisha. There's a doctor in the house, y'all. I'm glad to say that. I've been waiting to say that. There's a doctor in the house. Amen. And I said, I'm not sure which way the Lord going to go with it. I have so many different avenues. But then Zion came and sang that song. Oh, my goodness. And you hit it right on. You hit it right on. And so I said, God, this is where we going. So I'm going to use this military term. It says in military science, force multiplication or a force multiplier is a factor or a combination of factors that give personnel or weapons the ability to accomplish greater feats than without it. All right. Now, y'all may say, what in the world is he talking about? It has the ability to give us the ability to do more than what we could do without the weapons. Amen. The expected size increase required to have the same effectiveness without that advantage is the multiplication factor. Now, I'll give you just a natural illustration of a force multiplier. So many things and objects that are force multipliers. I was thinking about a hammer. Okay, you got a hammer in your hand, right? At the end of the hammer, we're not playing no rubber hammer. This is not the hammer you give your my grandson, 3-year-old, his first whatever we call tool set. It's not a rubber hammer, but this is a real mallet. This is some steel behind this. You put that in the hands of a small person and give them a nail and see if they can knock that nail into that piece of wood. If they hit it enough times, they don't have to hit it with the same force as Brother Corey Young would hit it with. But if they keep hitting on that nail, that nail, guess what? That nail is going in. That hammer is a force multiplier. In other words, it gives that person the ability to do more than what they could if they were patting on it with their own hand. Uh-huh. A force multiplier. We have different types of machines that are force multipliers. Elder Otis would appreciate that, being a man of electronic knowledge and wisdom. You talk to him, man, you better get your dictionary out, because he's going to give you some stuff. He's going to tell me afterwards about some more force multipliers. And I'm excited to hear that. We think about an engine. An engine is a force multiplier. You can have two horses. You can have four horses. It doesn't matter what you have. As long as it's an engine, it will start up. It's going to get you from point A to point B. Amen? You may not get there at 150 miles an hour. But if it starts up, you will eventually get there. An engine is an example of a force multiplier. In other words, it enables that car and the person in the car to get from one point to the next point. The Bible tells us that we have all been given the measure of what? Faith. Faith is a force multiplier. The Bible says he's given us all the measure of faith, or a measure of faith. And I know that each one of you sitting in here today have experienced walking out in faith. Amen? God has called, he will always call us to something that's what? Greater than we can do in our own selves, right? 30 years ago, God, you know, as your children are coming down for service, and they are the service. How do we know that was going to be, you know, multiplied, that was going to become what it has become? Amen? And if we saw all the people that have come through these walls, whether it was here, whether it was over on Midway Boulevard, whether it was in the log cabin, whether it was in the home, if we put all those people together, we wouldn't have enough room to contain. Come on, come on, come on, give God praise. We would not have enough room to contain the impact of the force multiplier. You see what I'm saying? There are people that have gone other places. There are people that are doing other things. I want to encourage you guys. You may not always see it right here, but I'm here to tell you, it's happening out there. We had. I know we're home of kingdom people now, right? And we've always been, but we're home of kingdom people. But I remember living by faith, reaching the world. How do you reach the world? How do you reach the world? Jesus said, I can't even reach the world by myself. I have to go away, right? And then when I go away, I'm going to prepare a place, but I'm going to send you the force multiplier. I'm going to send you the force multiplier. And this multiplier will not just be with you. Come on now. This multiplier won't just be with us, but he's going to be where? In us. Come on. He's going to be in us. And he's going to allow us to do more than what we could do if we were collectively assembled here together. Amen? Because there's a work to do out there. But there's a work that's already being sent out to the different places and the different cities and the different countries and nations, as you were preaching on the shipboard. Who is to know what the effect of that seed is? Come on. Who is to know? But that's a force multiplier that you may never, ever hear on this earth. But the Bible tells me something. You may not know it now, but it does say there's laid up for me. There's laid up for me what? A crown of righteousness that will be for those who abide to the end. Amen? So there's going to be crowns, and there's going to be robes, and there's going to be gifts and anointing. Everything given because we do the will of God. But we don't know. We don't know when we were having the women's retreats we call it retreats. What do we call it? Women's empowerment. We careful about our words, y'all. We don't like to retreat. We talked about battling. We don't like to retreat now. And we don't have no men's retreat. We used to advance now. Men advance. And the women are empowered. Come on now. You got to watch your words because words have life, right? That's what I love about the two of them. They won't let you get around with no lazy words. You got to say it right, man. You got to say it in line with the kingdom. But who's to know the impact of those ladies as they go out to their different places? God knows. Because God is he's a force multiplier. But it starts with our faith. Remember them that have the rule over you. We don't have to get into that because we know what it means. In other words, they have been called to lead, right? Yeah. That means they have been gifted to lead, right? That means they have been made responsible. They have been made responsible to lead. They have the experience to lead. After 30 years, you better have some experience under your belt, right? You know what to do, what not to do, and how to get around that. You know how to get through that. So they have experience, and then they have proven ministry. I love that slogan that used to be out, there's proof in the pudding. There's proof in the pudding. There's proof in the ministry. We are all seed of that ministry. Thank God for our foundation. Amen. We have some foundational folks back here. Amen. Pastor Boyles, Evangelist Boyles. Amen. My brother, my name just skips me sometimes. Thank you, Iota Mason. I know you very well, but my mind gets to racing. I be telling folks I be way down the road. I'm trying to finish a thought, but my mind is way down the road. So if I forget something, it's not on purpose. Elder Mason, Sister Rosie, thank you so much. Come on, give God hand praise for them. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. For God sending you here and getting things started. Amen. We got to watch our foundation. Thank you again, Zion. We're going to get to that foundation. Let's move to that scripture there. Matthew chapter 7. Matthew chapter 7. I love this scripture. Matthew 7 verse 24 says, therefore, whosoever ever heareth these sayings of mine, Jesus is speaking to his disciples, heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man. This is what a wise man does right here. Which built his house upon a rock. And the rains descended. No, every day is good. It's just enough water, right? No, the rains descended. And these pastors in the house, they know that the rain will descend, right? And it most times descends without us knowing. We don't know what day each day is going to bring. If you live in this area and living where we live, man, it'll rain on you. It'll be sun outside. It'll come through. It'll rain on you. Here come a tornado. And next thing you know, it's sunshining again like nothing ever happened. Like, what in the world? The floods came. And the winds blew. And they did what? They beat upon that house. Sometimes. But I like this part. It fell not. Come on, here comes the rain, here comes the wind, here comes the storms. Beat upon that house. Beating upon that house. But it says, it fell not. 30 years has proven that it doesn't fall. It lets you know that what foundation that we're built on, right? If this wasn't a good foundation after 30 years, man, it wouldn't be 30 years. It would tell by now. But it's also telling that it says it was founded what? Upon a rock. It was founded upon a rock. And we know who that rock is, right? Maybe somebody can say that name. What's the name of that rock?
Jesus.
That name of that rock is?
Jesus.
Now, if you built upon Jesus, my hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and his righteousness. So his blood was shed for us, and so he shared his righteousness. So guess what? He made us what? Righteous. We are made righteous by the blood of the Lamb. Thank you, God. But here's the contrast to that. Verses 26 and 27 says, and everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man. He also built his house. Oh, no, he built his house, but his house was built on what? Man, don't build your house on no sand. This is not going to stand the test of time. And the rains descended, because they're going to descend. And the floods came, because they're going to come. And the winds blew, because they are going to blow. And they beat upon that house, and it fell. And great, great, great was the fall of it. But that was not what God wanted us to do. He wanted us to be the house that was built on the solid rock. And I know from experience, we know from personal experience, that this house has been built upon a solid rock. We know that the truths are being taught in this place. We do know that these lives are being lived out loud in this place. We do know that we have righteous, thank you, brother. We have righteous examples. You my new best friend, brother. Brother Juan, my new best friend. And one thing is bad is see, you know, I'm not old, but an older guy starts sweating, you know. That's not a good thing to see. So praise the Lord, man. You my new best friend, Brother Juan. Amen. I'm going to have Pastor Dentu take you out to dinner, man. I'm telling you, I'm good at volunteering. I learned that from somebody, volunteer people. I wonder which one does that. Amen. They can volunteer you fast, boy. But what you do? Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. And keep on moving. And you get your blessing when you do it. Amen. Where was I going? You messed me up, Juan. Great was the fall. Amen. Oh, but we know that we... we know that we have a solid foundation. And you know when you have a solid foundation, right? When you're not in that same neighborhood. You know if you really living for Jesus, when he uproots you and takes you to a different neighborhood, when he takes you to another place, you're going to find out how sure that foundation is. When he uproots you and takes you to Newport News, Virginia. But we know the foundation. Because now we about to celebrate 20 years. I think I kind of gave that away. I'm sorry. I'm so excited. I'm first. So I get to say it. 20 years. Come on now. Why? Because they know how to build on a good foundation. Because they came from a good foundation. He sent some others over to Newport News, the Jones family. Come on. The Bobbitt family, who's not able to be here with us. Come on. You see, the force is multiplying, y'all. It can't all just stay right here. It's got to multiply. Yeah, thank you, Sister Catherine. Sister Catherine, somewhere in Virginia. And, oh, girl, you went back to Lamar. Oh, you seen the Lamar. Amen. Look at that force multiplication. Right back to Lamar. Praise God. Thank God for enlarging us. Amen. And these other places that we may be. Amen. We got some Floridians up in the house. Amen. Come on. We have some Floridians in the house. Over here and back here, the Renz family. Amen. Thanking God for them and Sister Lynette and Miss Honesty. Come on. God will send us to places because we are force multipliers. Oh, don't forget my mouse family right here. Amen. In Maryland right now, right? But they've been a little few other places, but God has them in Maryland. But they're still connected to the vine. And they're still thriving and doing the will of God. Come on. We got the Masons are down in good old Oceanside, California. Amen. One of our places that we were. Amen. There you go. That's Oceanside. Amen. Woo-woo. Oceanside, California. Beautiful place to hang out. And then he sent a couple of people over to Oklahoma City. And I remember when he sent us, boy, he sent us. He sent us, if I can share this part, he sent us and we didn't have a home. We didn't have any jobs. We had a certain amount of income that's going to take us a certain amount of time. But we drove out in faith because we learned faith right here. Faith began to be a force multiplier. And so when we left, we didn't leave one. You're like, God, what you going to do? And beg, oh, God, come on, please. No, it's like, God, this is going to be fun, man. Let's go. So we loaded up the truck, and we went to Beverly. Is that how it sounds? How it goes? Went to Beverly. to the hills there is. And we have very few hills, I can tell you that. To the flats. So as we're driving off the island, we got our rider truck is loaded up, and we're riding and we bouncing, you know, enjoying life. And I'm calling the property management. Hey, is our place ready? Well, it's not quite, but it will be there. I said, we coming. You better have it ready, because we coming, man. We loaded up, and we be there in 3 days. And so we went, and God opened the door. We had to walk. It literally opened the door, because the carpets were wet and everything. But guess what? We moving in, man. Pastor Sam went with us, and Elder Willie, thank y'all so much, man. Thank you so much. They helped us so much. We thank you guys. And God settled us. God blessed us with jobs. God blessed us with a good home. You know, God took care of us. Let me tell you, don't bang on Walmart. I wish Mother Daisy was here. Don't bang on Walmart now. You say, what are you talking about, man? Walmart will help take care of you. When you need it, you need to take care of your family. I thank God for that. The job I got was at Walmart. That's what I'm talking about. I thank God for Walmart. I'm not banging on Walmart, boy. I'm thankful for Walmart. Because it got us through that time that we needed to get through until we were able to get federal jobs, you know. Had been out of the federal system for a long time. And so it took a little bit for God to get us back in. But with that Walmart job and my wife working, God had allowed us to be able to build a home. To move into a new build. So I'm not mad at Walmart, man. It got me into a brand new home, man. No one lived in it but us. Faith is a force multiplier. Allow you to do more than what you can do all by yourself, right? More than what you can do alone. And now God's taking good care of us, amen? But it all comes from that foundation. It all comes from a good foundation. It all comes from a solid foundation. And God blesses us. As I look around this place now, we see some old ones. We see some new ones. You've been here longer than we were with 2000. We had 2000. So we've been connected 23 years. Y'all have been connected longer than that. You are some amazing people. And you deserve, that's right, and you deserve God's hand praise. Because God has had you here and still supporting ministry. Thank you. From our hearts, we always talk about that. We're grateful to you. We're grateful to you. And that everyone that God adds to the church, we see you from time to time. We are grateful for you. For coming in and adding your hand to the work. Because I'm telling you, this is a kingdom work, right? There's some kingdom business going on right here. So if kingdom business is happening, guess what? Kingdom business will succeed. It's not about the numbers. We had some numbers at one point, huh? Man, they were overflowing. Didn't have enough chairs. But God knew what he was doing. But guess what? God still knows what he's doing. Remember again, the force is not based on the number. It's based on the consistency. It's not based on the number. It's based on the consistency. Because I've seen these two walk out something in this city that very few have tried to walk out. When you go someplace and you're trying to bring the body of Christ together, oh boy, that's some work. Am I right back there, pastors? It's some work. It's some work. But I tell you, it's happening in this place. Wednesday nights having joint Bible study. That was really weak. Come on, Wednesday night having joint Bible studies with other churches. Come on, with other believing people of God. Come on, that is progress. I can tell you in the city where we are, we just had a good event with our men and the pastors. They want to get together and begin to get together to do what we've already seen. So guess what? I got invited to it. So guess what that means? Force multiplication. Because I know how to do it. And I'm not bragging. I'm saying I know how to do it. Because I was taught right here. I've seen it in action right here. So if men of God want to get together and get our men and build them up, guess what? I know how to do it. I told them that I can help you with this. I have some experience. I can help us with this. And so that's our next step right here, is helping the men get together, other churches. That won't be, you know, everybody not going to come. That's all right. Whosoever will, let him come. And God will do the work. So I'm saying there's the proof. is that we're laboring, but we're seeing the fruit of our labor, 30 years, the goodness of God. We have us a podcast, y'all, the goodness. How's that? What's the name of it? Tell me something good. Well, I like that, Pastor. I like good news, so I don't like that. I don't like that bad news. I don't like all that sad news. It's still news, and it's nest has its place, but I don't like all that sad news, man. Come on. I got to get on there with you one day. You going to let me on? All right, we're going to tell some good news now. Don't be playing around. I don't like that sad news. We have enough of that going on. We need to hear the goodness of God, the greatness of God. Is he still saving today? Is he still healing today? Did he run out of power? Our God is still alive. The Bible says that Jesus Christ is the same when? Yesterday, today, woo! Look out for forevermore, man. It's coming. It's coming. We're going to wrap this up. Come on, Robert, start playing something that wraps it up, man. I love you guys. We love you. I want to say we love you. I know y'all love me. One of my favorite sayings, I haven't got to say it in a long time, so I'm back home, I can say it. You know why I know you love me? Does anyone know why I know you love me? Because I'm lovable. How about that? You can't help but love me because I'm lovable. And guess what? I can't help but love you because you are lovable. Thank you, Sister Amy. God so loved the world. Woo! So that means I'm lovable. And that means you're lovable because God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. That whosoever, if we can find some whosoever's, will believe in him, we will not perish, but we will have everlasting life. Today, if there's anyone here today who doesn't know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, we don't take anything for granted because God brings us in all kinds of different situations. And he brings us in at the right time. Is there anyone here today that doesn't know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior? Today is a great day to say yes to him. To say yes to him. Amen. We won't hold this long. If that's you and you want us to pray with you, we will pray the prayer of salvation with you. You can just raise your hand. Amen. If there's anyone needs to be rededicated, need to say, Lord, here I am again, God. Oh, God, I'm here again. I need you to strengthen my life, oh, God. You're the strength of my life. Strengthen my life, oh, God. We'd love to pray with you. Even as we close out, hey, we'll still hang out a little bit. If you want prayer, we don't want to extend the service, but if you want prayer, need prayer, we'll hang out here with you. We'll hang out here with you today. I'm being very serious. Y'all think I'm playing. We'll hang out with you tonight. If you need prayer tonight, you're going through a situation. You need that solid rock to be built up to be reassured in you. Say it that way. Let us pray with you. Can we believe that the prayer of the righteous avails much? So we're going to hang out here at the altar a little bit afterwards. And I hope someone comes. We want to pray with you and watch God do the work. Apostle David, Pastor Linda, thank you for being force multipliers. You are force multipliers. We are fruit of this. We are fruit and testimonies. Can't nobody can't make us doubt it. We know who you are. And we know what you stand for. And we know who you stand for. And can't nobody make us doubt it. If they will, the battle's on, boy. The battle's on. We're here for 5 more days. The battle's on. We ready to go. We love you guys. Amen. We're going to turn this over. Who's it going to go to? I think Elder Otis. I'm very serious about that. We want to stay here. And we're going to pray with you. If you have your needs, your prayer needs, we're here for you. In the name of Jesus. God bless us. It's going to be a great week, y'all. Nothing but good news all week. God's going to add. He's going to bring more. It's going to be so much fun. I'm looking forward to it. Love each one of you. You're so special to God and to us. May the Lord bless you and keep you and make his face to shine upon you and give you peace. In Jesus' name.